you stand the pressure? How many of you like pressure? Not that much. Can you stand the pressure? Sometimes it does get us to do something. Sometimes it's a heavy burden. Sometimes it's a difficult load. People often underestimate the pressure that comes to an individual doing ministry. The multitude of problems, the needs and concerns that pastors face can be overwhelming. What begins as a single need soon evolves into a heavy burden. Before we know it, before I know it, we find ourselves having to function under a great deal of pressure. Today, our lectionary text for this week gives us a vivid picture of this pressure. As Jesus pressed forward in His public ministry, bringing hope and transformation to the troubled people's lives, the burden that Jesus carried became heavier and heavier. It started with just a single event, the healing of Simon's mother-in-law from a fever. Just a very single event of coming and joining in that family to sit down to have a meal to listen. And he says, "My mother-in-law is sick," and they brought her to him, and he went and he healed her and she began to serve them. But at verse 32, however, we see Simon and Andrew and James and John and all the others begin to bring Jesus, all the people of the neighborhood who were sick or possessed with demons. People just start coming from everywhere. Soon the whole city of Capernaum was gathered around the door where Jesus was staying in hopes of being healed. Now Jesus, under this great pressure, no doubt, very faithful servant of God, clergy and laity alike, that means all of us, we come to points in our service where we are overwhelmed sometimes by the demands of ministry. We find ourselves under enormous pressure. For people come to us many times needing relief for many number of problems, needs, and concerns. There is a mother who needs a mentor for her wayward child. There is a household that has witnessed the breadwinner lose his or her job. They need the rent money to keep them from being evicted from their house. Couples who are having marital problems. The list could go on and on and on. And it does. Sometimes in ministry, people arrive in droves needing some kind of a help, and they want it right now, here and now. Suddenly, you and I find ourselves under great pressure. Can you, can I, can we stand the pressure? Surely it was a question that Jesus had to face Himself, and it is a question that I must face, and it is certainly a question that we as the church must face today. As we track the concluding verses of our text this morning, we discover that Jesus leaves us a model to take care of that pressure. This model offers a discipline to handle ministry pressures, job pressures, life pressures, family pressures. Any situation that you find yourself in, He gives us the model. When verse 35 rolls around, we find that Jesus was able to stand under that pressure because He first cultivated a prayer life. He found time to get away and pray. He cultivated for Himself a time. He carved it out in the world that He lived in. He carved out that time in His busy schedule to talk with God in prayer and have His battery recharged. We like to say that sometimes. We need our batteries recharged. I had to put new batteries in this morning because I was not charged. My mic was gone. So right as I was coming out, I looked just to be sure, and it was red. I weren't green anymore, so I said, "Boy, I need to change this quickly." Sometimes we need our batteries recharged in many different ways in life. As we read this scripture today and others in the Gospels, we find that Jesus made it a habit to rise before dawn and go pray in a deserted, quiet place. Our own founder of the Methodist Church, John Wesley, rose every morning at 4 o'clock. I've told you this before. Some of you might rise at that time. I usually don't. Sometimes I have a few hours. Sometimes if I'm not sleeping well, I do get up at that time. But he rose every morning at 4 o'clock to spend an hour in prayer with his Lord, reading his word and praying. and reading His Word and allowing God to talk to him. As Ms. Vicki said this morning, to listen. Sometimes we need to be still and listen. You see, God, in His Son Jesus, found the time to and a place to be alone so He could draw His strength from His Father. We all have to find that place. We need to find that time. You see, it is in these alone times with God that we can reflect on all that is happening to us, all that is happening with us, and all that is happening around us. It is in these alone times that God, with God, that we can allow God to speak to us about the sorting of life's priorities. You know, we have to sort things sometimes. It is in these alone times with God that the ordering of our steps must surface if we are going to stand under the pressure. Have you ever heard somebody, you need to get it together? When I was in high school, we were out selling annual ads. And I thought about that this week. My friend Carla, who just lost her husband this week, she was one in my group, and we were out selling ads for the annual. And we had got to leave school that day. There was about four of us in a car, and we took off to Clinton. And we went around to all these stores, and we were talking, and we divided up, and we had our list. Well, somebody on the other list went to a store they were not supposed to. That was on our list. So when we got in there, it was at Leader Brothers in downtown Clinton. It doesn't even exist anymore. And we went in there and we asked this man about, and he looked at us and he said, "Young ladies, you need to get your ducks in a row. They've already been in here. Thank you." And I thought, well, thank you. And we just said, okay, sorry, thank you. And he had already given us an ad, but he said, "You need to get your ducks in a row." And every once in a while, we'll look at each other and we'll just say, "Have you got your ducks in a row?" And we all know exactly what it is. It was a long time ago when that happened. Sometimes we need to get our act together. We need to get our priorities straight. We need to come to that time when we can get our act together. And how we do that is coming to the throne of grace. He needs to order our steps. He needs to put us in our place. And how we do that is by coming to Him. By finding that quiet time before the alarm clock goes off. Do you ever wake up before it goes off? Here lately I've been waking up before it goes off all the time, probably an hour. And I think it's telling me it's time to get up and do it then instead of waiting until the clock goes off and then doing it. Because sometimes when that clock does go off, or that radio blast, or that phone begins to ring, or buzz or beep, with demands from the outside world, that we can get our daily marching orders from God. We need to do it before. We need to get up a little earlier. And I know that some of us do it all during the day at various times, and sometimes we do it at night. But you know, it's okay to do it all during the day. It's okay to do it at night, but it's also okay to do it first thing in the morning to kind of get ourselves in order, to get ourselves in line. In prayer, we can daily receive a divine roadmap from God that enables us to stay focused on those things. You see, Jesus wishes us to accomplish the many things of this world. He wants us to get our ducks in a row. He wants us to get aligned. Jesus also tells us those things that we need to leave for others to do. You see, He went away to pray. He went away to find time to be quiet. And of course, the disciples were looking for Him. They go and they find Him, and they were basically saying to Him, "You know, Lord, come on, we got all these people waiting." And what does He say? "It is time for us to go. It is time for us to leave. It is time for us to go on to another place and journey and tell what it is that I have come here to do." I have come to do what? Proclaim the good news. You see, He can tell us that. He says, it is in those alone times. It is in those alone times, He says, that we need to get it together. We start each day with prayer. We can stand the pressure because our spiritual batteries have been recharged. As our text reveals today, the agendas of others will not deter us from accomplishing what the Lord places before us. In verse 37, Simon and his companions bring an agenda to Jesus. They come to Him just like I said. They tell Him in verse 37, "We've been searching everywhere for you. Where in the world have you been?" And He says that everyone was no doubt, those people that we're unable to heal just yet. Think about that. When it says everyone has been looking for you, everyone is waiting for you, it is those people whom Jesus was not yet able to heal. Those people that are always going to be there. Those people that are always going to be in need. Those people that are always going to be wanting. Those people that are always going to be demanding your time. It says, notice the Lord's response when He says, let us go to the neighboring towns, so that I may proclaim the message there also. For that is what I have come to do, He tells them in verse 38. That is what I've come to do, to share the word. From the early morning prayer, Jesus had His day's purpose set before Him. Jesus focused on getting it done. He focused on what was to be done. As ministers of the gospel, both clergy and laity alike, that is you and me, that's all of us, we desire to meet everyone's needs. We want to help everybody that comes our way. We want to be there. And sometimes we can be once in a while, but I tell you, it's a taxing thing. But Jesus reminds you and He reminds me, however, that we will not be able to reach everyone. We will not be able to reach everyone. You see, that is God's business. God will provide for you and I. As we arise in prayer, allowing God to recharge our batteries and provide us the divine marching orders that we need for each and every day, we can press forward daily with the purpose of reaching those that God intends for us to reach that day. He will put people in our path, and we will do all that we can for them. In prayer and with a clear purpose, like Jesus, we will be able to proceed with power, proclaiming the message of the good news and healing people from behaviors, from habits and attitudes, but not of God, which seek to control us. You see, He gives us that opportunity to let go of some of those things that seek to control us. But yet, He's there with us. Daily, we will be able to stand under the pressure because God orders our steps. Because God orders our steps each and every day of our life. And I ask you today, and I ask myself, can we stand the pressure? Can we stand the pressure? We need to think about this week, what it is He calls us to do every day. And have we prepared ourselves for the task that is at hand? Have we prepared ourselves daily for that which He brings before us? Let us pray. Lord, we thank You so much this day for who You are in our lives. We thank You, Lord, for Your love and Your care. We thank You, Lord, for Your words that we find in Your Word each and every day that sustains us, that lifts us up, that convicts us, that calls us, that allows us, Lord, to rest, that allows us, Lord, to find comfort, that allows us, Lord, to find that leadership in serving You. Be with us now. Go with us from this place and allow us, Lord, strength for the journey. For it is in Your name I do pray. Amen.